Dearest Bhagawan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Once again, on behalf of all the Chinese devotees from Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, and Hong Kong, we wish you and everybody Happy Chinese New Year.
虔诚地降服在 Bhagawan Baba 的莲花足下，我谨代表马来西亚、新加坡、泰国、印尼和香港的信徒，恭祝大家新年快乐，心想事成，万事如意。
Dear Bhagawan, with your permission, the first item for today is the Spring Festival Offering Ceremony by Malaysia. The ceremony will start with a dance to welcome the dawn of the new year, followed by the arrival of the God forms, prosperity, wealth, and longevity, to pay homage to our dear Swami. Following them, we have 10 auspicious offerings. The flowers stand for beauty, oil for good health, light for enlightenment, food for long life and happiness, incense for peace and well-being, and tea for contentment. The fruits signify rewards for good actions, jewels for non-attachment, pearls for heavenly protection, and lastly, clothes for modesty.
亲爱的 Bhagawan, 今天的第一个节目是由马来西亚信徒为大家所带来的新春祈福仪式。首先是喜气洋溢的迎春舞蹈，接下来是福禄寿三仙到来向亲爱的 Bhagawan 致敬，接着是十样祭品的供奉，鲜花象征美丽庄严，香油代表健康洁净，明灯象征光明正见，食物代表长寿福乐，清香象征安宁精进，香茶水象征清净无忧，水果代表正业善果，珠宝象征舍离贪念，珍珠象征无灾无难，最后衣服代表身心洁净。
回癸四年正月初七，马来西亚中文组会员们寄居印度百善地尼乐园，敬拜世尊赛巴巴，新春祈福。正月迎春，花儿开，春光明媚，天喜悦，盏盏灯笼齐照耀，条条大街乐淘淘。
又是新年到，
新年到，
丰收的新年
多热闹，
大街和小巷放鞭炮，舞龙灯，踩高跷，
迎财神，接元宝，
家家户户乐逍遥，
家家户户乐逍遥。
转眼嘛又是新年到，
新年到，
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 丰收
的新年多热闹，大街和小巷放鞭炮，舞龙灯踩高跷，迎财神接元宝，家家户户乐逍遥。
新春习俗要追远，全家同坐庆团圆，是农工商谢天恩，各行各业乐融融，事勤于政，国泰民安，农勤于耕，五谷丰登，工勤于业，社稷井然，商勤于物，昌盛兴旺。祥龙瑞狮庆华年，福禄三星齐贺岁，感恩世尊赛巴巴，慈悲济世普天下。我今皆供养，供养香花，相貌庄严，身长相结，供养徒游，身无病痛，离垢破净，供养明灯，内心明亮，观念正确，供养饮食，寿命绵长，禅定安乐，供养清香，心神安宁，修学精进，供养茶水，口业清净，远离烦恼，供养水果，勤修善因，获得善果，供养宝物，破除千贪，速证圣果，供养珍珠，上下安全，不遭破坏，供养衣服，心怀惭愧，皮肤洁净， 双手合十，齐世尊，风调雨顺，喜临门，心清家和，福星照，阖家平安，时运到，祈福盛会既完成，诚意感恩利人天。
Dear Bhagavan, next, we will have the chanting of the names of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas by Indonesia. It will be followed by an introductory speech by Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran, the chairman of Zone 4, which includes Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, and Nepal. Finally, we will have a cultural dance by Indonesia.
亲爱的巴嘎万，接下来印尼信徒将带领大家颂赞佛和菩萨的圣号。第四区即马来西亚、新加坡、泰国、印尼和尼泊尔的主席 V.K. Ravindran 医生为大家做介绍。最后，印尼儿童将呈现华人传统舞蹈。
尊佛，南无十方三。 一切诸佛，南无大泽万殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无护法韦陀春天菩萨，南无护法诸天菩萨，南无伽蓝三藏菩萨，南无藏诸十方佛，南无藏诸十方法，南无藏诸十方僧，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下生弥勒尊佛，南无十方三世一切诸佛，南无大泽万殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无护法韦陀春天菩萨，南无护法诸天菩萨，南无伽蓝三藏菩萨，
南无波切华帝毗沙奢侈留毗留利波来波诃来舍耶耽他揭多耶阿来诃帝三藐三菩提耶耽遮他唵毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢三摩揭帝沙诃南无波切华帝毗沙奢侈留毗留利婆来婆诃来舍耶耽他揭多耶阿来诃帝三藐三菩提耶耽遮他唵毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢三摩揭帝沙诃南无波切华帝毗沙奢侈留毗留利婆来婆诃来舍耶耽他揭多耶阿来诃帝三藐三菩提耶耽遮他唵毗沙奢毗沙奢毗沙奢三摩揭帝沙诃
Oh Om Sri Sai Ram. Salutations and humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, may wish all of you Kong Zi Fa Chai. It's a time for us to wish each other a happy new year. All of you must know the Chinese New Year started way back in 1987 when Swami gave the indication that we could go ahead with the Chinese celebration in Parthi. The first of this was held in Purnachandra Hall, followed by number of occasions we had there in Purnachandra Hall. After that, once this hall was ready, we moved out here. For the last many years, a decade or so, we have been having celebrations here, thanks to Bhagwan and His grace. All of you must also know that Swami has always blessed you guys, brothers and sisters, because Swami loves you all. He has time and again told me at His lotus feet, I asked Him, "Swami, how was the program?" Swami, very happy. That was what Swami is all about. Swami is love personified. Now the last one we had was in the year 2011. On 5th February, we are supposed to have the program by the Buddhist monks. Swami did not come. We all knew Swami was not well at that point in time. He was sick. But when I met him just before the event, Swami said, "He will come." We were not sure after the first day, on the 6th of the Chinese New Year celebration. Myself, Brother Billy, went up to Yajurmandir, waited there with the children, about 25 of them, waited and waited, praying to Swami, "Please come and bless us." And fair at 6 o'clock, the doors of Yajurmandir opened, and Swami looked at me and said, "Go." So we all led Swami here. Swami came, and all children were set here. And at that time, the budgets were going on. We welcomed Swami up the dais, and I asked Swami to light the lamp. Billy Fong held Swami's hand, and he lit the lamp which I was holding. I put it there on the altar, and then Swami said, out there, my MCs were asking me when to start. I said, "Wait." So I was looking at Swami. Swami sat and enjoyed the bhajan, 3 bhajans, I think. After which he said, like that. I thought just he was telling me something to do something, but the priest stood up and did the arati. There was disappointment on the faces of all my Chinese friends on that day. But I must assure you, my dear brothers and sisters, it was the last wish that you all had from Bhagwan Sri Sathya Baba. He wished you all, He blessed all of you. He came, besides the sickness, He came all the way. And He stood in front of you and blessed you like this. I can't forget that. And subsequently, we came here again last year and this year. What I would like to tell all of you is, we must not forget that Swami is here. It's up to us to come in full strength. The time is not far off that we will see the arrival of the Chinese from China. Swami will it so. It will happen. Now let me come back to the present moment. You all enjoyed yesterday's function. And I must tell you, Swami was here yesterday. Do you all see Swami? He came in the form of showers at 4 sharp. As I walked out, Swami gave showers. And then all of us were slightly wet. We came to the hall here and Swami was blessing us at the same time. So aren't we lucky? Are we happy? Swami is here listening to us. The conviction of faith that He is here must be in all of you. I'll now come back to what I have to do. I have a function to perform today, and that is to introduce two speakers, both of whom have been with Swami for quite some time. The first speaker, Sister Ong Pek Swan. By profession, she's an insurance underwriter. She's the chairman of the Penang Sai Baba Center in Malaysia. And she has known Swami since 1982. If you ask her, she's going to tell you her stories are wonderful. She has had innumerable interviews with Bhagwan. And she's going to share that with all of you. The second speaker is Tony Bong, who's a lawyer by profession and who hails from Kuching, East Malaysia. And he again was drawn to Swami. I think it's good to hear his story also. And you'll see how Swami enters the life of each one of us. With these few words, I now request, before I forget, it's an announcement to make before I sit down. What is it? Tomorrow, the Jade Emperor prayer will be held at the open space behind N7 at 8 a.m. All Chinese devotees, other devotees are most welcome to attend the prayers tomorrow, 8 a.m. Jai Sai Ram.
My humble pronouns at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My name is Ong Pek Swan from Penang, Malaysia. Let me, the outset, take this opportunity to wish all our Chinese brothers and sisters who are present here and in the rest of this world a very happy, healthy, and prosperous Chinese New Year. May the year of the snake bring bundles of joy, love, and peace to you and your loved ones. As you know, the Chinese calendar is divided into segments of 12 years per cycle. And the Chinese zodiac of the 12 months is identified by 12 animals. Let us take the good qualities of these animals, which are also the universal human values that we are very familiar with through our loving association with our Swami. Let us pledge for this year of the snake, pursue humanitarian and service causes for the betterment of our underprivileged brothers and sisters. For me personally, it is a great privilege to stand here before you all and welcome you on this auspicious occasion. My journey to Sai is marked by many episodes and happenings. Let us share with you a couple of these. I am a non-believer, simply enjoying my life, focused on my work, friends, my love for food. It all changed when a friend of mine asked me to write a letter to Sai Baba if I had any problems, telling me Baba would be able to help me. After much persuasion, I decided to write a short letter highlighting my two small problems, migraine and gastric problems. I wrote the letter for fun just to oblige my friend to take it to India, which part of India I have no idea where Baba resides. Whilst my friend was there, Swami took my letter on Tuesday. On Thursday night, Satya Sai Baba and Shirdi Sai Baba came to me at night. Shirdi Sai attended to my stomach and Swami touched my head. Then Baba took my right palm, my right hand, and cut my palm line, put a piece of paper in between my palm and told me, "I will be seeing you again." I have never seen Sai Baba or Shirdi Sai before. And when my friend who came back with the photos, I was shocked to see the same persons who attacked me on Thursday. On one Saturday evening, I dropped my mother at Krishna Temple for her prayers. After driving around aimlessly, I returned to pick her up. As I entered the hall, I could hear singing and everyone was clapping. I sat on the floor quietly and watched what was taking place. This was the first bhajan I attended, and I realized that this was what I wanted. I felt very happy and peaceful. From that Saturday onwards, it was like a magnet drawing me to continue attending bhajan every week till now. I realized my calling has begun. In October 1982, I joined some devotees to party. The leader of the group was the late Uncle P. Ju Tek. We were granted audience with Swami. Swami stood by the lorry and told me, "Hurry up, hurry up. Time waste is life waste." This statement of Swami has stuck in my mind till now, as I realize I have wasted so many years doing nothing except waste my time in overindulging in food, gossiping, dancing, manicure and pedicure my nails. Now I realize through so many miracles Swami has shown me. Once I visited Swami during Deepavali. 2 days before Deepavali, we were given interview. Swami manifested Bundi from his palm and gave all of us so many miracles. I can hear him talking to me from the balcony. During that time, there were no roof or Sakulwan hall. Swami used to come in contact with me very often. Once I have no contact from him for 3 months, I talked to his photo. And immediate that night, he responded to me on a screen with the wordings, "I am in you. I am with you." These words kept repeating on the screen continuously. I prayed to him every time of the day, especially in the morning and night, just to guide me in whatever I do daily. He is God incarnate. In the years that followed, I made annual trips to Puttaparthi, and on occasions, it was twice a year. In all those years, Swami had granted our group about 15 interviews. And now I realize how lucky I was to be part of that group, to be counseled and advised closely by Swami, to realize the importance of service to needy members of society. He often told me to consider every manifestation he showered on us in those visits and interviews and wondrous occasions. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. No, an opportunity in many lifetimes that I would want to miss. Through his guidance, I have involved in a large number of service projects undertaken by the Satya Sai Baba Center of Penang in Malaysia. I have learned to put a ceiling on my desires, and with the savings accrued, we have contributed to many service projects. Personally, I have been involved in EHV classes, teaching children human values. I tried organizing EHV classes in Chinese language. Now we have monthly bhajan singing in a Chinese temple in Penang, where the bhajans are sung in Chinese. This is part of our interfaith awareness project by the center. Now, from 2011, I have been appointed chairperson of the Satya Sai Baba Center of Penang. This appointment, I know, is indeed a blessing from Swami, the universal being. And I know the responsibilities are enormous. And I have to carry out my duties with love and humility. And I pray to Swami to guide me through this episode of life as his humble servant. Dear fellow devotees, as Swami had done so many things for the world, we must show our gratitude to him by offering our service to run his centers, to inform the public about his teachings. And Swami called me, Miss Rao, come. I told Swami, I am Miss Ong. Now I realized that he was referring to my past life. Sai Baba knows our past, present and future. Our destiny lies in his hands. Remember, we came here with nothing and also go back with nothing. We cannot carry a grain with us when we leave. He has provided us enough discourses to guide us in the right path. Every religion preaches goodness and the goal is the same, only whether the journey is rough or smooth, short or long, but it is the journey, one journey to God. Thank you, and Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. My beloved Swami, respected elders, brothers and sisters, it is indeed a great honor and privilege to speak today on this auspicious occasion to every one of you here in this hall and in the presence of our beloved Swami. To the Chinese devotees, Happy New Year and Gong Xi Fat Choi. And the rest of you, my humblest greetings, Sai Ram. My journey is probably a bit different from Sister Ong, and I guess every one of us here in this August hall would have your own individual journey, how you come to know Swami. Most of you here that are gathered here today would experience in your own way our Divine Master's omnipresence. And many of you, I am sure, would continue to do so. In my own way, I was given the opportunity to experience two of his mind-boggling experiences of his omnipresence, which profoundly transformed an understanding of God, that God is omnipresent on a theoretical level, to one that is indeed experience of Him, that is of His omnipresence. The year was 1994. It was in January when my sister with a crippled daughter of 2 years old approached me and asked me to take her and her daughter to see Swami for a cure. My instinct told me that there is a great possibility, or more than a possibility, a probability, that the trip will be a big disappointment for her if Swami don't grant an interview, let alone a cure. However, inside me, I knew Swami was here for a greater purpose. The revelations of man's consciousness of his inherent divinity. That was what attracted me to Swami in the first place. So I told my sister that to me, Sai Baba is a teacher, not a healer. And I told her, in my utter naivety or great faith in Swami, whichever way you want to look at it, that if she's really keen to go, all she needs to do is to book tickets for both of them, and then at the old Kuala Lumpur airport, there'll be somebody who's going to see Swami, and more than willing to be her guide and travel companion. At that time, I did not see her for a while after this, until probably on the 2nd or 3rd of February, 1994, when she came back to me and told me that it's impossible for her to go and see Swami in a strange country, in a language she doesn't understand. So I said, and I, that time I felt the pain, and probably the hopelessness of a mother, and so I responded by saying that I will pray to Swami for a sign. And the sign did come in the morning of 5th February, in a dream in which Swami says to me, "Your sister and her daughter, I want to see them. Bring them here." So the next day found us on a flight to India, and on the 9th of February, we were all called for an interview with other 14 Sai brothers and sisters from Malaysia. In the interview room, Swami asked me, of course there's a lot of things happened in between, right? This is the highlights of the interview. He said to me, Swami asked me, "How are you?" And I replied, "I'm okay, Swami." And then he asked me, "You okay? How's your health?" I replied, "Health okay, Swami." And then Swami asked me, "Health okay? How's your heart?" I was then a young man of 33 years old, and honestly, health and heart issues are the furthest from my mind. I was a healthy young man, all right? And so puzzlingly, I asked him, "Swami, heart okay?" Then with two big eyes, those of you who have been to interview with him, big eyes looking at you, he says, he presses his four fingers on my chest and asks me, "You call me twice, no?" And somehow at that time, the memories came back of the past 6 months of what happened. And I remembered, about 6 months ago, I was watching television by myself in the room. And all of a sudden, I had this tremendous chest pain. And all I could do was holding onto my chest while falling to the floor and screaming out, "Swami." And in that instant, the pain went away, right? I was puzzled nonetheless how fast the pain went away. In the next couple of days, I went for a medical checkup, and the doctor found nothing wrong with me. And about 3 months later, again I was watching television by myself in my room when I suffered another big chest pain. And I, same thing again, I was going to black out and fell on the floor. And the monkey mind in me was saying, "Oh, does it work this time or not?" You know, calling out to Swami. But anyway, I called Swami. And then again, by magic, the pain went away. And I thought, well, that's it. But when Swami mentioned to me, "You call me twice, no?" Then I realized, my God, you know, this is just not a coincidence. He was there when you called him. That second, the response was just almost like immediate. Then, later on, he turned his attention to me again, after talking to the rest of the crowd in the room, and asked me, "Who do you come with?" And I thought for a while, how would I answer Swami with an intelligent answer, since that he knows everything? So I said, "Swami, I came with my sister and a daughter." And then Swami said to me, "Yes, Swami came to your dream, no?" Well, because that time I was thinking a dream is a dream, well, it's more or less so it confirmed that which I've taken as a sign to come to see Swami was not nearly a dream. And then it was a kind of communication by Swami to whom he chooses in a dimension where time and space means nothing or irrelevant. So Swami has shown me at that time that the minute you call out to him, he is there for you. And that he is beyond time and space. In one's dream, when dreams are not supposed to be real. And up till now, at that time I only read about God being omnipresent. But after that incident, I really realized that Swami omnipresent is something which is incomprehensible, unfathomable to the human brain or mind. But that is what it is. He is everywhere, watching us all the time. And I do believe that this long journey of mine, of my spiritual transformation from a devotee based on faith that God is omnipresent to one that I suppose I was lucky to have the experience that he is truly omnipresent. You don't even need to call his name. The Swami, he's there for you. So I pray that Swami will always be there for every one of us at any time, in any way. Om Sai Ram.
ಸಿದ್ಧಿದಾಯಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗಣನಾಥ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗಣನಾಥ
怀在心里。
我愿意，爱爸爸，我愿意打开自己的心门。爸爸，我愿意，爱爸爸，我愿意打开自己的心门。 让我们呼到一声塞拉
Shiva, Shiva, Shiva,
Gamaru Bole, Hara, Hara, Hara.
爸爸和爷爷，把掌声声吹能飘上天。大声地你来耶，你爸爸和爷爷，岁月悠悠光阴如箭。回首往事如烟，痛苦心酸，希望重新化成如烟。大声地你来耶，你爸爸和爷爷，愿大家都过江山山吹得飘上天，不要上帝你来耶，你爸爸和亲爷，岁月悠悠光阴如箭。回首往事如烟，痛苦心酸，希望从今往事如烟。不要上帝你来耶，你爸爸和亲爷，愿大家恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。塞啷塞啷塞啷塞，塞啷塞啷塞啷塞，塞啷塞啷塞啷塞，塞啷塞啷塞啷塞。每到三字重新，每个人的嘴里见面的计划，就是塞让塞让塞让塞让塞让塞塞让。
गज गादर गौरी शंकर गिरिजा मन रमण
गज गादर गौरी शंकर गिरिजा मन रमण
कर गंगज गादर गौरी शंकर गिरिजा मन रमण
गंगज गादर गौरी शंकर
जय मृत्युंजय महादेव महेश्वर मंगल शुभ
चरणा
जय मृत्युंजय महादेव महेश्वर मंगल शुभ
Yeah.
ಘನ ಘನ Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शांति शांति शांति
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।